Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's obviously upsetting when a pet dies, and a new study claims that the level of grief can be the same as when a human dies. Sabina Brennan is a psychologist and neuroscientist. Good afternoon, Sabina.
Hi, how are you doing?
In these kind of studies, is it self-reported in that it's virtually impossible to ascertain what a level of grief is?
That's a valid point. But basically what we do know is that we grieve for the loss of someone whom we've become attached to, right? So we're losing, a physiological and biological attachment, and we feel, a physiological grief in that. But we do have neuroscience studies that show that the attachment bond between humans and dogs is very, very similar to that between humans. So when you look in your dog's eye, it triggers the same brain chemistry as a mother bonding with her newborn. So the bond is very, very real. And by that, I mean, there's a neurochemical called oxytocin that is released. It's often referred to as the love hormone or the cuddle hormone. It's released at numerous times, when a mother and baby are bonding, when a human locks eyes with a dog, after we have sex. It's a well understood hormone. So that would help go some way to explain why some of us feel intense grief. I think it's important to say that, it's not about comparing value morally, between a dog and a human, but it is about acknowledging the experience that people feel when there is a loss. And in today's society, with shrinking social circles and falling birth rates, dogs in a way are stepping into an emotional space that our children, close family, community used to occupy. So for millions of people, they kind of have become surrogate children. They're definitely emotional anchors and best friends. And in many homes, they're the primary companion. I work from home. I have three dogs. And it would be very strange not to have them here. They keep me company throughout the day.
Does that mean, to a certain extent at least, our feelings towards dogs or any pet, really, it's kind of societally conditioned that, we're at this stage where it's more acceptable to feel grief for a dog that's on a par for grief you might feel for any family member?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things that need to tease apart. It's definitely the bond between humans and dogs has been studied. It's evolutionary, at a certain point, there was this mutual dependency that developed that has now, can be measured neurologically and in our hormonal release. But the really interesting thing is when they've done research on wolves, the same response doesn't happen. So there seems to be a very unique bond between humans and dogs. And don't ask me about cats, because actually I don't know if there is research. And I've always put my hands up when I don't have the answer to a question. But the research, it does seem to be that the human-dog bond is a particularly special bond.
Yeah, no, but I suppose what I mean by that is that, like, nowadays, if you met someone and they seemed very upset and they explained it was because their dog died, you'd say, I'm very sorry. You'd be sympathetic. Maybe in this country 30 years ago, if somebody said that, you might think, well, it was only a dog. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have those actual feelings changed, or is it because 30 years ago, perhaps people might keep it to themselves?
I think people do feel it's kind of a disenfranchised grief. And I think I spoke earlier to your researcher, and I've lost several dogs over the years, but I lost one dog, Daisy, and I felt my grief was actually disproportionate. It lasted longer than grief that I spent, experienced other times. And I couldn't understand why 3 months later I was still crying about her, And that would be something that you wouldn't feel comfortable you know, maybe talking about. I do talk about these things because I think it's important to kind of, you know, it helps other people realize. For me, I think that was, it took me a while to figure out why that one was causing me so much pain, but she was very bonded with me. She was like my warrior, you know. And one thing I realized working through it myself was, it was the first time I had experienced unconditional love, and I wasn't sure whether I would ever experience it again. And I think that's very unique to animals. I don't believe, I certainly never had a best friend in school. I certainly didn't have unconditional love in the parenting I had. And I do think, you know, that's kind of something that's quite rare. I also had to make a decision around euthanasia, which the guilt still haunts me. Because it was, there was a financial issue, you know, there in terms of a very, very slim possibility that if I paid €5,000 up front to a hospital, they might be able to prolong her life. She had caught parvovirus, you know, which is deathly in dogs. She was an old dog. And but anyway, I kind of think, oh, my God, she was so good to me. And how could I equate that with money? But I just didn't have the money to spend on that. So I think that's why my grief was complicated. Mm. And I think in humans, the same thing can happen. We have looked at you know, grief in humans, and you know, we can generally say, as we can with most human behaviors, that on average people go through a certain process, and then it's not that you ever get over losing someone, but you learn to live again, and for it not to be the thing that you are ruminating about all of the time and constantly, you know, fighting back tears. But then in some instances, that grief goes on beyond for a much longer period of time, that kind of in some individuals.
Yeah. Is there a corollary of that where people can find that a human in their life dies and they're not half as upset as they think they should be?
Yeah, well, this recent article that was in the Times, you know, this was a research study that was done, and it was actually looking and arguing that, you know, maybe for some people, when they lose a dog, they have an equivalent of what's called pervasive grief disorder, or which, you know, you have to be human to be diagnosed with that. But I mean, he had some interesting figures. This paper was published in the PLOS Journal, and it looks like it was led by an Irish researcher from Maynooth, but they found that about 7.5% of those grieving a pet met the criteria consistent with that prolonged grief disorder. And he surveyed about 975 people, and more than one in five said that the pet's death was their most distressing loss. And then, exactly as you said, you know, some of them said that the pet's death was more distressing than a human death. And again, as I said, I stress the point that it's not about comparing value. It's not saying that a dog is more important than a human. What it's doing is saying that a bond with a dog can be, you know, a very big attachment. And for a lot of people, they're kind of 24/7 or 7 days a week with a dog. They're part of their lives, their routine. And they may not see parents, siblings or children half as much. So it's a different kind of grieving, but not as, I think it's still important to acknowledge it, and for people who experience it not to feel guilty about it. And I also think I've met so many people over the years always having dogs who have never got another dog because they didn't want to go through that grief again. We've always had multiple dogs, so it kind of helps us over that hump, because you've got to still get up for the other dogs look after them and walk them.
Yeah, well, lots of people texting in to say, Sabina, that it is exactly the same with cats as well, in case you're wondering about that. Thanks for talking with us today. That was Sabina Brennan there, the psychologist and neuroscientist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.